Dictation for Bernice, Bernice. Clem, CLEM. May 1142. Address as a letter to Dr. Lobert, L-O-U, B as in boy, E-R-T as in today. 953-5801 at PACE, P-A-C-E. Dear Dr. Lobert, consultation for Mrs. Clem for abnormal kidney function. She is brought by caregiver at PACE complex. She lives at home with the daughter. She is, for the most part, very restricted on mobility, uses a walker now on a wheelchair. The daughter is able to do the housekeeping, shopping, preparing meals. Patient, however, is able to take care of her own, cleaning up, shower, dressing and undressing, feeding herself, denies any recent falls. Appetite is down, but has gained few pounds. Two good meals, otherwise snacks. No vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, constipation, no bleeding. Although she mentioned some straining and some small amount of blood in the tissue paper, not in the stools. She's incontinent of urine, worse over the last few months. There is also nocturia, but no cloudiness or blood. She's a retired nurse, and she still has problems of falling asleep, waking up almost every night at 3 in the morning. She already goes to bed at 5 in the afternoon. Presently, no gross edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Has arthritis, hands, feet, shoulder, no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies chest pain, has a pacemaker, denies palpitations. There is dyspnea on activity, but to some extent at rest. Underlying COPD, inhalers, but no oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no sleep apnea machine, some degree of orthopnea, no PND, some bruises of the skin, but no rash, no itching, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, she mentioned prior stroke with weakness on the left leg more than the arm, no compromise of face or speech, some degree of memory issues, and at least 3 TIAs in the past. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, has a pacemaker, but she's not aware of coronary artery disease, has rheumatic fever as a child, he's not aware of CHF, there has been prior blood transfusion, but no active gastrointestinal bleeding. She apparently has also chronic liver disease. Biopsy has been done within the last couple of years. No kidney stones, remote history of gout, no viral hepatitis, many episodes of bronchitis and pneumonia, back surgery. According to your records, you mentioned COPD, asthma, emphysema, hypertension, stroke, peripheral neuropathy prior to the cuboidosis that has healed, hyperlipidemia, anemia, hypothyroidism, depression, restless legs, bladder incontinence, arthritis abnormalities. Depression, osteoporosis, prior clavicular fracture, stroke, question prior ischemic colitis, mitral valve disease, surgeries has included tonsils, adenoids, appendix, left shoulder scope, back surgery, bladder lifting for cystocele, left-sided carotid endarterectomy 2020, right-sided hip replacement in two opportunities, uterus, ovaries, and tooth for benign condition, gallbladder, pacemaker, shoulder surgery. Next paragraph, reported allergy to Cipro, naproxen, niacin, penicillin, Socort, tetracyclines, Tylenol. Next paragraph, medication list review of the ACE inhibitors, benazepril and Lasix of potassium. Takes albuterol, Lipitor, Buspar, calcium, Plavix, Detrol, aspirin, Atrovent nasal, iron pills, thyroid replacement, Lexapro, Antiver, melatonin, metoprolol, Norvas, oxycodone, Requip, Spiriva for her liver on Urso, URSO, Ventolin, a number of inhalers. Next paragraph. Today blood pressure is high, 180/76 on the left side. She's able to provide a history, oriented time 3, and attentive, symmetrical pupils, reactive, upper lower dentures. I don't hear any RAL wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion, minor carotid bruits, a systolic murmur, pacer, no pericardial rap, femoral bruits, no abdominal distension, decreased pulses, lower extremities, a recent trauma, a skin tear on the right shin, comes in a wheelchair. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, few days ago, August 29. Creatinine was 1.4 for a GFR of 36. That will be a stage 3B. Potassium elevated at 5.4, a normal sodium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, a normal phosphorus, normal glucose. Urine analysis, no blood, no protein. August 26, anemia 11.9, normal platelet count. In that opportunity, creatinine 2.2. That's when they stop diuretics and ACE inhibitors. Liver function test, albumin calcium has been normal. There is a kidney ultrasound, 7.9 right, 7.5 left, without obstruction. Creatinine over time, from May 2021, 1.1. It was 1.2, 1.1, 1.3, 1.3, and 1.4 in June. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury improve after discontinuous inhibitors and diuretics. Next number, severe systolic hypertension of the elderly. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, CKD stage 3. Next number, atherosclerosis. Clinical findings, peripheral vascular disease, neck bruits, carotid bruits, femoral bruits, and prior endarterectomy, prior stroke. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. This appears to be hypertensive nephrosclerosis. I'm going to add hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams for blood pressure control. We will check chemistries on the next few days. For the time being, off ACE inhibitors. We want to bring down the blood pressure progressively, not too sudden. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. She's not interested in dialysis at all. At the same time, there is no indication for dialysis. Kidney function has improved. We will monitor potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and anemia for potential treatment of all of them. Plan to see her back in Mount Pleasant. Continue management of other issues, including her underlying COPD and probably CHF. End of dictation.